President Barack Obama has appointed Utah Republican Governor John Huntsman as his ambassador to China. Here's Obama speaking from the White House on Saturday.
I can think of no more important assignment than creating the kinds of bridges between our two countries that will determine the well-being not just of Americans and Chinese, but also the future of the world.
But some say the appointment is also a politically savvy move that will ensure Republican moderate Huntsman is out of the running as a candidate for the 2012 presidential election. Is this the case, as one Republican strategist says, of keeping your friends close and your enemies in China? We're here now with Politico reporter Alexander Burns. Good morning. Why choose Governor Huntsman? What are his credentials?
Well, in a lot of ways, even politics aside, Governor Huntsman is a very logical choice for this job. He's a former ambassador to Singapore. He's a member of the LDS Church and serves as Mormon mission in East Asia, so he speaks Mandarin Chinese. He has a strong business background, so he's well-versed in issues of finance and trade that are going to be important for any ambassador to China. But like you just mentioned, he's also a leading voice of sort of moderation in the Republican Party and someone who David Plouffe, President Obama's former campaign manager, has pointed to as a potential threat for the future.
Nevertheless, he seems a little bit surprised by this appointment.
I never expected to be standing here under the inquisitive gaze of George Washington and equally inquisitive gaze of my wife. Nor did I expect, as national co-chair of Senator McCain's presidential campaign, to be called into action by the person who beat us.
So the national co-chair of Senator McCain's presidential campaign, despite this clip, the Obama administration's had a little bit of difficulty getting Republicans to accept its appointments, haven't they?
Well, they have. You know, the president has took a historic step in keeping Robert Gates as Secretary of Defense. And certainly has tried to bring Republicans on in other ways as well. He has a Republican at the Department of Transportation, obviously tried and
yes,
was not successful.
The well-known Republican Ray LaHood.
Right, exactly. he had a slightly greater success when he got Judge Gregg to accept the job of Commerce Secretary. Unfortunately, Senator Gregg then changed his mind, decided not to follow through. Unfortunately, that is for the White House. So for Governor Huntsman, this is a sort of lateral move for Governor Huntsman, but it's a big move for the White House in terms of being able to bring on a real Republican heavyweight into a job that's not necessarily a huge promotion.
So was Huntsman actually preparing to run in 2012?
Well, he had started talking to big Republican consultants in Washington. He was talking to John Weaver, a former McCain campaign official, both McCain 2000 and McCain 2008. He had done the sort of Washington media circuit when he was in town for the National Governors Association meeting and then for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So he was looking and sounding like a candidate. And unlike your typical governor of Utah, you know, which is not a particularly large or prominent state, he was speaking
Or particularly blue.
Right, or particularly competitive in any way. He was speaking out on national issues, which is not something that he had to do, taking positions on gay rights and global warming, which really put him at odds with his own constituency.
So we got any moderates left in the GOP now?
Well, folks also point to Charlie Crist, who's running for Senate in Florida, as someone of a sort of Huntsman-like profile in terms of saying, let's not focus so much on the social issues, let's focus on economic issues and try to find common ground with the administration. But, you know, the Republican Party has a sort of long conversation with itself ahead, and taking Huntsman out of the picture in some ways is less significant for the fact that it removes him from the 2012 election as a candidate, and more that it just removes him as a voice from a conversation that the party increasingly recognizes that it needs to have.
Is he going to be a good ambassador? I mean, what does it say about U.S.-China policy, which is maybe what we should really be talking about?
Well, I think an interesting question, given Huntsman's prominence and given his sort of heavy political credentials that he brings to the ambassadorship, is how is he going to be cooperating with other members of the administration, since the China portfolio is not something that the ambassador gets to deal with exclusively. He'll have to figure out who's really in the driver's seat when it comes to dealing with China, him or Hillary Clinton, Tim Geithner, any of the many members of the administration who would, I think, like to see themselves as real China hands.
Would certainly seem to signal that it's not going to be a radical change in China policy, though. Politico reporter Alexander Burns, thanks very much for talking
Thank
to
you.
Us about the new ambassador to China, John Huntsman, the Republican governor of Alabama.